Howdy fan, Making A Rodeo Network is proud to present the Making A Morning Show. I'm your host, Scott Meesick. It is time to sit back, get a grip, because the show starts right about now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, for infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself bust off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Still I got back up, bared down, and
go ahead and say I won't. The game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. Morning, rodeo fans and Making A Maniacs. That's right. It is time once again for another Making A Morning Show right here on MakingA Rodeo.com. And I've got to say, we are kicking the weekend off right. We are on our way. Concord, Oklahoma is where we are headed. It is time to kick things off with another G-Money Rodeo as we get things underway with the third M&M Custom Camper Series event. And I got to tell you, we're pretty excited about what's happening there. It's going to be a really good weekend for us, and really looking forward to being down with Steve and the G-Money Rodeo crew. Bullseye, the Rodeo Clown, will be down there. That's right, Kirk Davis, the one and only. We'll be down there with us. We've got a parade Saturday morning, and we are fired up. Bucky the Bull will be there, and we'll be streaming everything live right here on Making8Rodeo.com. So you fans can come on over, catch a little bull riding, catch a little rodeo action as we get things well underway here on the third M&M Custom Camper Series stop with G-Money Rodeo and the ACRA sanctioned event. We're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great weekend, and well, the weather should be good. We got the Making A Rodeo crew down here, although we are missing a few. We do have Miss Katie Bartlett, who is on her way to the land down under. She is on her way to Australia as we speak, so I know that she's looking forward to that, getting back home, and I'm looking forward to getting some of these interviews and some of these reports coming back from Australia, as she's going to be receiving her award over there, as she was nominated and received the award as the Media Person of the Year. So congratulations to Katie Bartlett. And you guys can find out more about her. Go check out her website, katiebartlett.net. And I believe we've actually got the links posted on MakingA Rodeo.com as well. So for the fans that are ready to watch a little rodeo this weekend, you can tune in to MakingA Rodeo.com. Go to the Live Event Center page, and you will find it right there. That's where you'll be able to catch the information. We'll have a live chat room that'll be opened up. Hopefully, we'll be able to get there. You know, a lot of it's going to depend on our cell phone service and our internet service out there, but we're going to bring you all of the action right here on Making8Rodeo.com. So, fans, get ready. It's going to start 8 o'clock Central Time tonight. We may get started a little early with mutton busting, but if you don't catch that, the actual performance will start right at 8 o'clock tonight, Central Time. You fans can come on over and go check it out. We'll also have a second performance tomorrow night, and you guys can come back and watch it there as well. It'll be under the Live Event Center page, and then, of course, when you click on the G-Money Rodeo webcasting channel down at the bottom of the homepage, you'll be able to catch all the archives there as well. So don't want to miss any of the action. It should be a great time. The weather's going to be good. G-Money Rodeo always bringing the best stock down there. It's going to be a fun time, and I am certainly looking forward to it. Now, I will have to mention that we did have some issues with some shenanigans that were pulled last time we got together with the G-Money Rodeo crew. There were some practical jokes that were happening out there. Some of them may have gotten started by me. I'm not gonna divulge that kind of information right now. But I will say that I think we may see a few more practical jokes being pulled out there this weekend. So you guys just get ready. It could get a little Western, and we'll have to talk about it on Monday's Make an 8 Morning Show. But, fans, it is Friday. What do you know? I'm telling you, I'm excited for it. Now, we've got one of the best, one of our first-time guests, going to be a first-time caller to the Make an 8 Morning Show. And this guy is legendary in his own realm. I mean, this guy has really set a standard for other stock contractors, and I'm talking about two-time Stock Contractor of the Year with PBR and Jeff Robinson. He's going to be on our show here momentarily. Now, there's a lot of activity that he's planning and that is getting underway this weekend. We've got a lot of information to talk about with him. They're going to be in Asheville, North Carolina, for the RMEF Big Bull Tour that gets underway. It's a series that is produced by Jeff Robinson for the summer of Touring Pro events, so these guys can go out there and make some headway, kind of get some money earned to get themselves up there on Built for Tough Series standings and make it to the PBR World Finals. That's the ultimate goal for those guys, and this is going to give them a great opportunity. So I look forward to talking with him. I've spoke with him many times, crossing paths over at rodeos and all, and this is going to be the first time we get him on our show, so this is going to be really exciting. He's also got some big news, some big things happening this weekend, and we're going to talk with him about it here in just a few minutes. So fans, you guys hang tight. We're going to see if we can't get Mr. Jeff Robinson on the air with us here in just a few minutes. But we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more rodeo, more bull riding action with you, the fans. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Friday edition of the Make an 8 Morning Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
Get to work.
That's right. It is Friday, and we are on our way to a rodeo. And for the fans that are going to be stuck at home, I want to say I really feel bad for you. But, you know, this is summer months, and it is time to go out there and hit these rodeos. We're excited about it. We're ready to go. We've got G-Money Rodeos. We've got more events that are coming your way this summer, and I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be one of the best runs that we've had in a very long time. And, you know, it really is what it's all about. You know, we've got the entire family with us. We've got the whole Making 8 Rodeo crew with us. And, you know, I got to tell you, they're going to work. I mean, we've got Austin, who's 13. He's going to be helping run our camera. We've got Miss Kelly. Miss Making 8 will be out here. She's going to be doing a little bit of everything between cooking food, helping run the camera, helping with Bucky, you name it, and it's going to be exciting. So I do feel sorry for the ones that are stuck at home, but listen, this is the case. You're not going to miss out on watching rodeos, as MakingARodeo.com is bringing you all the action right here. You can come over, hang out on a Friday or a Saturday night. You know, and it really is. It's not the same, but at the same time, you still get a little bit of a, you know, of a piece of what is happening out here. So we want to invite you guys to come on down, hang out with us, watch a little rodeo. Let's have some fun. That's what this show is all about. That's what Making A Rodeo Network is out doing, and that's bringing you fans all the excitement that we are able to have out here and share with you. We want you guys to be as big a part of this as we are. So let's make it happen. Let's get out together this weekend and have ourselves a great time. We do have phone lines open, 646-915-9940. We've got a few minutes before we get Jeff Robinson here on our show, and I'm going to tell you, I don't know how it's going to go. I haven't even spoke to Jeff Robinson this morning. Now, I will tell you that our radio show coordinator, and Mike Anderson with Short Go Radio, has been planning this, and he's kind of set everything up. I will tell you that Jeff Robinson's pretty busy guy here today as they're getting ready to launch their first RMEF Big Bull Tour Touring Pro event this weekend. And it's also in conjunction with a bull riding school that is put on by J.B. Mooney and Chris Shivers. So we're going to see those guys in action in Asheville as well. They're not riding. I believe they're both working with Jeff Robinson to help him out down there. I know that Chris Shivers is going to be on horseback, and I believe that JB is going to be down there in the buck and shoots helping Jeff out with that. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. It is going to be exciting. And, man, I wish we were on our way to Nashville or Asheville. I really do, because it's going to be an exciting event. But we're going to get Jeff on the show here with us momentarily. But like I said, it's all about the rodeos. I will tell you, in the PRCA news, they are going to be right here in our basically hometown here in Oklahoma. They're going to be in Ada for the Ken Lance Memorial. They're at Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena. And so a lot of you fans that have been following along last year knew that, you know, the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena is what brought us out here to Oklahoma. And I am really looking forward to it. I know it's going to be a great event out there. They've also got a second PRCA event that's going on just down the road in Hugo, Oklahoma. And so, you know, we're going to see a lot of the top PRCA competitors right here in the state of Oklahoma. As we're heading east, those guys are going to be coming into this event right here in our hometown. So, unfortunately, we're not going to be there for it to bring you all the action. I know that eight-time world champion Donnie Gay is going to be down there. Of course, we got Rich Kay behind the microphone. It's going to be a fantastic event there. And, yeah, it's going to be really exciting. I know the fans are going to see a lot of action. They got Keith Isley down there. He's going to be the entertainer. A lot of different things going to be happening there at the Ken Lance Memorial PRCA Rodeo that will be going on Ada, Oklahoma, starting tonight. I know they ran Slack yesterday. And then, of course, Hugo, Oklahoma as well. So those guys that are entered up Friday night here will be in Hugo Saturday. The guys that are entered in Hugo on Saturday, chances are going to be in Ada, Oklahoma on or the ones that are entered up in Hugo Friday are going to be in Ada Saturday. So a lot of exciting things are happening out there for sure. Well, fans, we got to get Jeff Robinson on the line here. We're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we're going to get Jeff Robinson, two-time PBR Stock Contractor of the Year, with us. So make sure to stay tuned. You're listening to the Making A Morning Show right here on MakingARodeo.com.
Howdy, rodeo fans, maniacs, and buckaroos. Scott Misek here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network. Want to invite you all to go check out MakingEightRodeo.com. With weekly radio shows such as Short Go Radio with our good friend Mike Anderson, Katie Bartlett, host of True Cowboy Radio, Full Talk Hour with Greg McKinley, The Morning Coffee Show with five-time champion Rob Smith, and of course, the Making Eight Morning Show with yours truly. Also check out our live rodeo webcast. And Thursday night, we have rodeo chat right from Twitter. We have all of your rodeo information and Bucky the Bull too. So get a grip on rodeo with www.makingeightrodeo.com.
All right, fans, welcome back to the Making A Morning Show right here on MakingARodeo.com. Now, just like I had said, we've got a great guest lined up here for today. I'm really excited to bring him on board, so we're not going to waste any more time. We're going to get him on board with us right here. How about two-time PBR Stock Contractor of the Year, Mr. Jeff Robinson. Jeff, good morning to you.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Welcome to the Making A Morning Show. We're excited to have you here with us. And I know you're a pretty busy guy this weekend. You've got a lot that's getting underway. Am I right?
Yeah, we're excited. We got a lot of good cowboys and a lot of bulls coming up here, so we're ready for it.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, you're currently in Asheville, North Carolina, and you're kicking off your RMEF Big Bull Tour for the Touring Pro event there with the PBR. And you've got a pretty big summer built ahead of you here. I know you've got a lot of events planned for some of these cowboys to really get themselves in contention to be back on tour when the Bill Ford Test Series gets back started. Am I right?
Yeah, the Elk Foundation and the PBR have kind of gone together and put five events. It's added quite a little bit of money and gives the cowboy the opportunity to earn some money, and the winner of the whole tour gets three or four events after the break, so it gives somebody a good chance to get back on tour.
And that's going to be real exciting. I know you've got a lot of the top bull riders that are going to be there in Asheville this weekend.
Right.
You also have some of the best bulls. You know, I've seen the format. I've seen your short go bull list that is going to be there in Asheville this weekend. And I would say that it's no different than a short round at the PBR Bill Ford Tough Series. Am I right?
Yeah, all those bulls this year, this year have been in a short round somewhere, a 15-on-15. There's probably five of those bulls that have been in a short round at the final, so we're pretty excited with the bull power coming up.
Yeah, it really is. It's going to be exciting to watch, and I know that you guys are expecting a huge crowd out there. You've also got a bull riding school that's going on this weekend, am I right?
Yeah, it starts this afternoon. Chris and JB have kind of teamed up with us to do a couple of these this year, and they've got a pretty good amount of students coming. So it's this afternoon and most of the day tomorrow, and ends on Sunday. So they're getting ready to get kicked off.
Now, what's the age range for the guys that are going to this school right now? Are there a lot of younger guys, or are they some of the veteran guys that are kind of trying to tune up their skills, or?
I don't know for sure, but just glancing at it, it looks like it's from about 14 to 24. So there's a pretty good age gap in there.
Well, good deal. And you guys are bringing bulls basically to meet all those guys. I mean, you're bringing some younger bulls or some smaller bulls for some of these younger kids. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got some bulls that are pretty easy to handle, and some, you know, kind of a bull for all levels there, I think. We'll see how many they want to get on, and the more they get on, the more we might step it up. So we'll make it a little challenging for them tomorrow afternoon.
Sure, sure. Well, none of those bulls are going to be the ones that we'll see Saturday night in the short round, right?
No, I hope not.
But you never know. Hey, I'll tell you, some of those young kids, you know, I've been so impressed to see a lot of these young kids nowadays that really have that try and that determination.
Yeah, they sure do. And we're happy that we've got we've got kids from Florida to New Jersey that are coming to this school. So, you know, as these other guys like Chris, you know, they start to step out of the way, we always need to get a new guy back in there.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, let's talk a little bit about that. I know that, you know, you had just mentioned Florida. You actually produce several touring pro events throughout the year down in Florida, as well as other places, North Carolina and all over.
We're really lucky. We've got some good events. We go from South Florida to we'll go to Pennsylvania this summer, all the way to Pendleton, Oregon. So we've got about 15 events we help produce or help do for people, whether it's from Total Production or just the bull. So we've got a pretty busy summer lined up.
Yes, sir. Now, you kind of run things in a family-oriented. I've met you down in Florida. I've met you at some of your touring pro events down there. I believe it was your wife that we met down there who was actually taking the books. Is she still out there handling all that?
I tell you what, she's got her hands full with my two little boys now. So Jay Preston, he's going to do most of that this year. A guy that works for the PBR. He's going to help us all summer.
Okay. All right. Well, I definitely know that. As we're actually heading out to a rodeo ourselves, we got the entire crew with us. But fortunately, our kids are a little bit older, so it worked out pretty well. But, Jeff, let's talk a little bit about some of your bulls. You have got some of the best bulls in the business. I mean, you've been Stock Contractor of the Year the last 2 years for the PBR, and you're actually getting ready to send one of your top bulls out the pasture here, and that would be Chicken on a Chain. Can we talk a little bit about that bull for a minute, what he's done for you?
Oh, I wouldn't be anywhere close to where I'm at today if it hadn't been for him. So he opened lots of doors for me and kept them open for a long time. We sure wouldn't be Contractor of the Year, even doing what we're doing, if it hadn't been for that bull. He was that big of influence on our program.
He really was. How did he get started, or how did you come about that bull?
He was raised in North Georgia, and we got him as a long three-year-old, and just lucky. He was kind of wild and hard to handle, but time he got, you know, first couple of years, we didn't know if he was going to really make it or not. And at the end of his fifth year, he kind of just stepped it up, and the rest has been kind of history on him.
Well, and it sure has. I mean, that bull's had over 126 outs, and you're actually going to put him out again this weekend. Is that correct?
He's out tomorrow night. We'll book him again if he's healthy in Greensboro, and we haven't made a decision on the finals, but this will be one of his last three outs at the max.
Okay. So there's only a couple more opportunities for some of these fans to come out and see one of the best bulls in the industry. What are your plans to do with him?
Oh, we've got his own little team ready for him, so he'll just kind of kick back and take it easy.
Yep. And I'll tell you, you know, he has certainly done really well. How has he come about now, you know, now that he's a little bit older, he's a little bit seasoned, how is he to handle out there now?
Oh, he's pretty easy to handle. He used to be with a terror, but he knows the routine now, so it's not a big deal.
Right, right. Well, let's talk about some of your other bulls down the list that you have, and I know you've got several of them that will be coming out there in the short round tomorrow night. But let's talk about it. You've got bulls like Voodoo Child. You've got bulls. The top bull, I think, that is out there right now, would that be Rango?
Probably. He's probably the rankest bull we've got. He's kind of like, reminds me of a Chicken when Chicken was 4 and 5. He's just finally finding his rhythm. And I've got high hopes for that bull. I don't know if he'll ever be a top 2 to 3 bull, but I definitely think he's a top 10 kind of bull.
I would say he absolutely is. I mean, he's definitely making a pretty strong impression on the Cowboys out there. Are you going to have him out there this weekend or no?
Yeah, he'll be out. Delco will be out, Gunpowder and Lead will. We've got a variety of bulls. I mean, you know, all the bulls that are out tomorrow night have been in a built-four tough or a 15-on-15 challenge. in 2012. So we're pretty excited.
Yep. Yes, sir. Well, let's talk a little bit about that 15-on-15 challenge. How do you think that that's working out with the PBR Belt 4 Test Series this year?
You know, I think it's been great. I think it gives viewers a chance on, you know, network television, a little more exposure about the best Bulls and the best Cowboys going at that particular week anyway. And I think it's been great for television. And at the events, I think it's just like a souped-up short round. So I think it's been good on both fronts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd have to agree with you there. What would you say your most difficult bull to deal with, I guess you could say, you know, get him on the trailer, get him out there, the one that's always up to no good trying to cause trouble, because we always know that there's one out there that just gives you a headache.
I tell you what, as many miles as we go, we come across, and I couldn't even give you a name, but I tell you what, as many miles as we go, after they get a little bit of that smoke across their back, they all settle in pretty easy.
Okay.
It's not too bad.
Well,
as far as, you know, I've got a couple of bulls like a gunpowder and later a Delco. They're kind of finicky eaters on the road, and they're a little more high maintenance. But as far as handling, it's not too bad.
Right, right. Well, I can remember several years ago when we had seen that Little Yellow Jacket had gone out and wandered off in the street to Colorado. In Denver, and you know, it just seems like there's always one bull that's trying to break panels down or jump fences to go out with the cows, you know. And I know we talked to a few stock contractors. We actually just had Circle T Ranch on with us a couple months ago, and
right.
You know, one thing that we did talk about, and I'll kind of throw the same question at you: what is your take on the bull cloning and how that's developing?
Pardon me, I lost you there for a second.
The bull cloning that they're doing now,
I own the clones now, and man, they're just bulls on my truck. I mean, we wouldn't do it. It was a good opportunity for me to put those bulls on the truck when I bought them. You know, those bulls have been really steady. A couple of them, all of them have been in the short round in their career. A couple of them have been to finals in the short round, but you know, it's not something we'd do personally, no. At that time, it was just adding four good bulls to my truck.
Sure. I understand. Now, how would you say that those clones are developed? I mean, do you really believe that they're truly bucking the same nature as some of the ones that they're bred from?
Well, the only thing I've got is four of the Panhandle Slim clones, and they've been outstanding. You know, I don't know if they'll last forever, but you know, they've bucked from day one, and they never will disappoint. So that's really all I can say about those bulls.
Sure, sure. Well, I got to tell you, we have been really impressed with, you know, the caliber of bulls that you bring to the events. It's been really exciting to watch on the networks and be at the Built for Tough Series events.
Right.
And I believe the summer series that you're kicking off here with RMEF, you know, is a huge, you know, series that the fans are going to really have an opportunity to see a lot of these cowboys that they would normally see on the Bill Ford Tough Series at these events, competing for such good money.
Right, right. We're excited. You know, it's something that gives an opportunity to, you know, like here in Asheville, it brings kind of back home to me, and you know, kind of bring back to Western North Carolina what we're able to do everywhere else. So we're excited about this weekend.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I want to wish you the best of luck out there. I know you're going to have a fantastic turnout. And, you know, it's really sad to see that Sticking on a Chain is not going to be out there at the event. He's even got his own Twitter account. I mean, he's out there talking to the fans.
That's Mike Tedesco doing that. And he Twitters, and I have nothing to do with the Twitter. And that's not, I don't think that's necessarily Chicken would be Chicken's opinion, but Mike owns half the bull, and that's Mike's opinion. So that's about
right,
all I can say
okay.
About his Twitter. So
okay, well, that kind of clears up a lot of that out there for us. And but we do appreciate it.
I have no control on what Mike does, and but as far as I know, Chicken's never been on Twitter. So that's about as good as I can say on that.
Well, I'll tell you, it is nice to see his name out there, though.
I think it's good on social media, and I think he'll actually have an official Twitter page here before long through the PBR, so maybe we can get some insight on what he's thinking then.
Well, if you ask me, I think he certainly deserved it. I mean, that boy's been around, and he's even helped, you know, establish the PBR. You know, it really takes a good number of bulls to be there. And, you know, I mean, I know that Cody Lambert, you know, really enjoys putting chicken on a chain out there at as many events as they can. Yeah, you guys can bring him out there, too.
Yeah, we hope so, and we try to make it work, but it's kind of a sad day for us as his career's coming to an end, but, you know, it happens to all of it. He's, you know, but we've been lucky. This is his, this will be his 8th year at PBR events, so we'll make it happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well,
all right,
listen,
man. I sure appreciate you having us.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thanks for taking the time out.
All right, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Okay. All right, guys, that was PBR Stock Contractor of the Year, Jeff Robinson, taking the time out here with us to talk with you fans. And I'll tell you, we really enjoyed it and look forward to having Jeff back on with us again some other time. But I know that he is really busy this weekend as they're getting things started with their Touring Pro events, the RMEF Big Bull Tour that is kicking off. And I know that the fans are going to be packing the house in Asheville, North Carolina this weekend. And don't miss out on an opportunity to catch up and see one of the best bulls in the industry, Chicken on a Chain, as he's down to his last and final outs. I mean, we're not going to see him much more as, you know, Jeff's going to take him out there and put him in his own pen after this year. So want to wish Jeff the best of luck. And shoot, you know, if you guys have never been to a Touring Pro event put on by Jeff Robinson or, you know, one that he's been a part of, you're certainly missing out because he does bring the top bulls out there. The best bull riders in the business are going to be there. They're going to follow Jeff Robinson around because they want to get on his bulls. They want to get on his stock. They like the event. They like the money that's put up. And it's going to be a great summer series that's kicked off. I know they got 5 events there. And you guys can go to PBRnow.com for more information and find out more about them. So, fans, we're going to take another short break. And when we come back, we're going to start wrapping up our show as we get ready to hit the road and hit the Concord, North Carolina, or Concord, Oklahoma. Man, I wish we would go to North Carolina, but it wouldn't be Concord. It would certainly be Asheville because we would love to go out there and see what Jeff Robinson is up to and check out that Touring Pro event that they've got getting underway this weekend. So, fans, stay tuned. You're listening to the Making 8 Morning Show right here on MakingEightRodeo.com.
Running up the trail to the challenge shows for the field. gonna be in Amarillo by morning.
Hello, rodeo fans. This is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne, we've been to Fort Worth, we've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making A Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
All right. Welcome back to the Making A Morning Show right here on MakingARodeo.com as we are kicking things off for Friday. And we are on our way. Colquhoun, Oklahoma is where we're headed for the third M&M Custom Camper Series that will be getting underway with G-Money Rodeo and the ACRA-sanctioned events. So, fans, get over to GMoneyRodeo.com. We're going to have some interviews tonight. We're going to talk about the standings and just where those guys are at, as we have been out to several of the G-Money Rodeo M&M Custom Camper Series events this year. And we've been kind of following along pretty steadily with them. They've been really excited to have their events broadcasted right here on MakingARodeo.com, and we look forward to bringing you a lot more. But they're not the only ones. We've got more events that will be coming your way this summer. We've got some possibly, we're looking at some possible Zebra events. We're really hoping we can get out to some of those. We've got some IPRA shows that will be coming up, and we'll be out there broadcasting their finals. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to MakingARodeo.com as we get ready to bring you all of the action this summer. We'll be talking about the PRCA, talking about how the PBR is what's happening there throughout the summer, and we'll be covering, of course, events like Jeff Robinson's event that'll be going, getting underway. They've got one, a big one in Mississippi that'll be coming up. I know that a lot of the guys will be there. I believe that Mike Anderson's going to be there with Short Go Radio. And fans, you know, that's one thing we got to talk about. I can't thank Mike Anderson enough for what he does right here for MakingARodeo.com, but you guys can also look forward to him being a part of or being back on the air. You guys can catch his Sunday show, Short Go Radio, that'll be coming up here this week. So you guys get ready, stay in tuned, and I apologize that we have not been able to get a hold of Rob Smets. Rob has been out putting on some bullfighting schools, was actually out this week, so unfortunately we didn't get another morning coffee show on Wednesday. But I will also say that if you guys really want it, start requesting it. Get out there on Facebook and say, listen, we miss your morning shows. We'd love to hear from you. We want to get you more on. You know, and if he can't, then maybe we'll put together our Making Eight morning show and kind of fill in the void. If you guys are still looking to have more shows, if you guys want to have more of these guests on board with us throughout the summer months, let us know, and we'll be happy to try to put something together for you. This network is all about you fans. We are really excited about what we have going on here, but we're even more excited about what we're able to bring you fans and how we're able to get you closer and get you more informed about the events that are coming your way. So you guys make sure, stay tuned to MakingAitRadio.com, stay tuned to our Facebook and our Twitters, and you know, be a part of it. Let us know what you think. Let us know how we're doing out here, what you guys want to see or hear, and we'll do our best to bring it to you. So we're going to actually wrap up our show here just a few minutes early, fans. We've got to get back on the road. We've got to get out there to eastern Oklahoma. We're going to be right on the Arkansas line. Weather should be great. Should be a fantastic weekend, but we got to load the rodeo rule up and get underway. So, fans, I want to thank everybody for tuning in here on a Friday. Don't forget, tonight, go to MakingAItRodeo.com. Click on the Live Event Center page. You can also follow the links on Facebook and Twitter, as we'll be posting them out there as soon as we get down there and start getting things set up. So we've only got a few hours. 8 o'clock Central Time is when the official rodeo starts. We may get things started a little early with the mutton busting, so you guys can just stay tuned to that. But we will be on the air here in just a little bit under the Live Event Center page on MakingAItRodeo.com. So until tonight, rodeo fans, want to make sure you guys have a fantastic weekend. Try to get out to a rodeo or a bull ride near you. Want to thank Jeff Robinson once again for taking the time out here to jump on the Making Eight Morning Show. And we will see you guys Monday, 10 o'clock Central Time, right here for another edition of the Making Eight Morning Show on MakingAItRodeo.com.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.